I'm gonna need coaching.
No, no, it's perfect. You come right out and say, I'm looking for a lifelong relationship.
Yeah, but
with
how
a woman
do you,
I like kissing.
But so you go out with somebody, a girl, and she's really attractive, and then you want to kiss her, so how do you do that? Like how, because I haven't done it in, but like, what's her name? Like, it's been so long for me. I mean, I've been divorced for 14 years, and
yeah.
I haven't really, I mean, I have friends that are really cool, and we hang out, but that's, we're just friends.
Yeah.
But then you go out on a date, and you're like so freaked out. Like,
it's because you who you go out on a date with. Don't go out with people that going out with them, you're freaked out. That means they're not the right person for you. That makes them, if they freak you out, they're not the one. It's really simple. Can you see it? It's so much simpler than we've made it out to be. This is like playground. Do you like him? Does he like her? Oh, good. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. You know, we pay so much attention to all this other stuff instead of, well, do you like her? Really, when you're told to have sex, that is all that's going to matter, is do you like her? You really can only have sex. My husband's family is very, they email each other every day. And one of Greg's brothers said, you know, really, how often, how much time can you spend having sex in a day? Do you know, you got to do something else with the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. So you want to get the point here, okay? This is not about hedging. Hedging is human animal. Human animal hedges. That's strategy. This is about coming right out with it. Do you know, if you got to write the script, what would happen at the end of the story? What would happen at the end of the story? Where is it going to just be, and then they live happily ever after? What's the end of the story for you for dating? Where do you want it to get to? If you were telling the truth, where do you want it to get to? Yes, please.
I would like to find a lifelong partner who improvises through life. I don't have a plan, and in dating I get self-conscious about it. I mean, it's worked out okay. I have financial security and my health, and so I have all the things that people who plan a lot have. But in dating, the thing that I hold back, bless you, is that I want to find somebody who's like that. I don't want to have kids. I kind of want to have a Bonnie and Clyde. I'm Clyde, and I'm looking for my Bonnie.
Yeah.
For adventures and misadventures, and just improvising until we're in the ground, you know, pushing up daisies.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Can you start to see how attractive people are when they're telling the truth? And what we're most afraid of is that telling the truth is going to make us unattractive. It makes you more attractive. Do you know, women, we've been fed this garbage that to be mysterious. Honestly, we're supposed to be mysterious, and so we withhold and we don't say. This is what I found in the last 14 years. The more honest I am with men, the more mysterious they find me. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It's just enthralling. A woman who's honest, who, like, really is as she appears to be. Oh my gosh, who is this person? She's fascinating. She's what she says she is. Oh, whoa.
But we still have no clue.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're coming to understanding women, right? That's where we give you all the clues. All the clues, a whole day of clues. We'll explain women's feelings. You will understand women's feelings. Okay, Santa Rose.
Yeah, you think. I think I'm going to have to look at two different tracks. Long term, I'm really looking to have somebody that I can build with. I'm a real builder, so I'd like to have a partner, be married, have someone that I can build a life with. And
Hold on. That's the answer.